This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
mankind is our business. When I attended Temple University in Philadelphia, I had my first real work experience. It was with a very successful businessman who never forgot that mankind was also his business. Across the street from the school was Wilkie Buick. The owner, Dan Paulette, in his 30s at the time, was more like a corporate executive than a car dealer. And yet, he could sell cars. He ran a tight ship, but he was far from a hard-pressure salesman. He remembered where he came from. He barely had 2 cents to rub together growing up, but he had brains. He earned a B.A. at Fordham University and then went on to work for General Motors. As luck and his wits would have it, he bought into Wilkie and ultimately became sole owner. My entry-level job was making customer appointments in the service department. When the phones rang off the hook for service, Mr. Paulette would ask me, "How's it going?" If I complained about the deluge, he'd say, "Come on, Grove, let's find ways to bring people in rather than find ways to turn them away." At first I thought, gee, he should try this. Then I thought, well, how can I get more customers in here? I performed a sort of triage by improving my understanding of each kind of repair, from oil changes to engine overhauls. I also learned more about the mechanics and their abilities. All this enabled me to bring more customers in rather than turn them away. Mr. Paulette once called me into his office to get my ideas for a meeting the dealership was hosting for General Motors reps. He began describing the event to me when his administrative assistant buzzed in. She had the caterer for the event on the phone, and he was being uncooperative and rude. Paulette asked her to transfer the call to him. While I was in the office, he got on the phone and asked the caterer to get a pen and paper. He then calmly asked him to write this down. C-U-S-T-O-M-E-R. He then had the caterer read it back to him. He said, "Yes, that's what I am, and that's the way I want to be treated." A pause followed, and you know what? The caterer apologized and promised to take care of all the arrangements as requested. In that short scenario, I witnessed an artful way to demand cooperation without sounding demanding. One day, his best mechanic, a young fellow named Frank, had decided to leave and start his own business. If you wanted a transmission built from scratch, Frank could do it. He was even-tempered and breathtakingly diligent. Dan had treated him exceptionally well, salary-wise and personally. Many bosses might have felt betrayed by a prized employee wanting to leave. They might have expected greater loyalty. But Dan took a different tact. He realized that the best employees often need to carve their own path. Rather than blow Frank off as disloyal, he negotiated with him to stay on as a subcontractor. He could use the same service bay at Wilkie, get a business phone of his own installed in his own bay, this was before cell phones, and count Wilkie Buick as his first customer. He won Frank over and kept, essentially, a valuable employee for more years than he would have otherwise. A few years later, Frank did leave to teach at General Motors. He and Dan remained friends ever after. With sincerity and without fanfare, Dan Paulette helped a lot of people, not just monetarily, but in many other ways. He helped his managers become dealers, setting them up and opening dealerships with them as co-owners. He led and gave to charities and always measured his business success with, in the words of Charles Dickens, care for the general welfare of others. Years after my time at Wilkie, Dan Paulette became chairman of the board at Temple University. In his honor, the university named one of the connecting pathways on campus Paulette Walk. It seemed a fitting tribute to a man who walks the walk when it comes to being not just a successful businessman, but an even better human being.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. This is WLVR.